WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of an album that includes music associated with the holiday season. But he says this performance, which is conducted by the late Russian maestro Yevgeny Mravinsky, is one you'll want to keep listening to well into the new year.
The holiday season is a time for sweets, candy canes and sugar plums, panettone and marzipan. But perhaps the best-loved sweet of all is the sweet from Tchaikovsky's Christmas ballet, The Nutcracker. Before the ballet was ever performed, Tchaikovsky himself stitched together this series of brilliantly organized, self-contained dances, an enchanting string of musical bonbons. But anyone who's seen the ballet or heard the complete score knows that some of the best music from the ballet isn't included in the suite. Philips Records has recently issued a marvelous Nutcracker suite recording, but on it you won't hear most of the music you expect. In fact, it's a selection of major scenes from the ballet chosen not by the composer, but by the conductor, Yevgeny Mravinsky, one of this century's greatest Russian conductors. Mravinsky died early this year, and not many of his recordings were ever available in America. This one comes from a live New Year's Eve concert he gave with the Leningrad Philharmonic on December 31, 1981. Mravinsky's selection is masterly and is a perfect example of one of the distinctive features of his career. He started out as the conductor of the Kirov Ballet. Then in 1938, he became the director of the Leningrad Philharmonic. That's probably why his ballet performances had a symphonic cohesiveness and structural power. And the symphonies he conducted had the rhythmic buoyancy of dance music and flowed with a storyteller's hypnotic intensity. Listen to this music, for instance, from the scene where the guests leave the Christmas party and the world of magic and dreams begins to take over. Paradoxically, by emphasizing the storyline of the ballet, the aftermath of the Christmas party, the battle between the toy soldiers and the mice, the visits to the kingdom of snowflakes and the land of sweets, Mravinsky also emphasizes the symphonic elements in the score, Tchaikovsky's larger-scaled structures, and some of his most inventive orchestrations. It also happens to include one of my favorite parts of the ballet, the Waltz of the Snowflakes, and I've never heard it performed with more elegance and sweep. Thank you. There's also another selection on this album, music from Prokofiev's second ballet suite from Romeo and Juliet, and it's one of the most powerfully dramatic performances of this score I've ever heard, even menacing in places. It's fascinating to compare this performance to Prokofiev's own more deliberate and more complete performance on a Philips legendary classic CD, a recording that also includes another famous piece of dance music conducted by its composer, Ravel's Bolero. I'll talk about that next week.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new Philips recording featuring Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite and Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. This is Fresh Air.